if she could ride Julia or Mariah's horses any time. They don't want them.
No one rides my mare but me, Mother. She's too high-spirited.
Well, Fanny must have a horse.
Edmund, I don't want to
What about the cob that pulls the lawnmower? She could ride that.
Hardly.
Edmund, Mariah, the Crawfords are here.
Whoa. Is there much more to see? This house is too large for my feet.
Be quiet, Julia.
Look. Mary, Fanny. Do look at Mr. Rushworth and Mariah standing side by side, exactly as if they were about to be married. Have not they completely the air of it? Upon my word, it is really a pity that it should not take place directly, if we had a proper licence, for here we are all together and nothing in the world could be more snug and pleasant.
Oh, do be quiet, Julia.
Tom is quite distracted by his theatre plans.
Here are not women enough, look.
Careful, Julia, don't get marmalade on it.
Amelia and Agatha may do for Mariah and me, but there is nothing for Mary.
No, no. Miss Crawford must be Amelia. Then Mariah shall be Agatha.
This whole thing is ridiculous. If I am not to be Agatha, I want nothing to do with it.
Get out, Julia! Can't you see we're rehearsing?
Father is here. I, at least, need not be afraid of appearing before him. Come on, Mariah. And what have you there in your bag, Mum?
That? It is a trifle.
It is a bulky trifle, Aunt. Let me see. Oh!
Since no one will want it, I have taken the curtain.
Oh, Sigrid, how I have missed you.
Please, don't cry, Mother.
Come into the light. Let me see
you. There will be time for that. For now, I must keep to the shadows. There are many who oppose me, who do not wish to hear my voice, my message. If they found me, I would be in grave danger.
What is your message?
It is one of great joy. The rapture is at hand. There will be a new heaven and a new earth. We both have our parts to play.
Sister Garviniker said you'd seen new visions.
I spent 4 days and 4 nights in prayer and contemplation. It was the final test. As a reward for my patience and devotion, the Virgin came to me and the next step was revealed. Each of us must show our commitment to the cleansing fire.
Why?
The Virgin has told me this.
I have experienced a fire, Sigrid.
I remember it well. I begged him not to leave you die there. I did nothing but cry and tear at me own hair for weeks afterwards. I thought I would go mad until the Virgin began to call on me. It was then that I began to see that these events must be happening for a reason, and now I know what that reason is.
Sigrid, what if this is a terrible mistake?
The Virgin is leading us to salvation. A raging fire that will swallow the earth, too, will remain, unafraid and untouched by the flames. The Virgin and the Saviour, reborn from the inferno. They will cross the fields of ash and ascend their thrones, and a golden age of peace, justice and mercy will dawn. There will be no more death, no more pain.
I'm going home. I've failed the Virgin. But she's still, she beckons to me. I'm in trouble. Redeem me.
Hi, Eve.
You're late. They said 4 p.m.
How are you?
Fine. Why?
Just asking.
Holly ready for tonight?
I think so.
Hope she doesn't mess it up.
I'm sure she'll be fine. You used to do choir, didn't you?
Yeah.
Why did you stop?
Stuff to do.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah. Don't tell him about my mum.
Tell them what, exactly?
Please don't say anything. They'll take Billy.
I think she needs some proper help.
Why can't she just be a proper mum? A proper mum like you or the other mums at school.
There's someone on that bench over there.
Is she kind? The doctor? She's not going to get angry, is she, at my mum?
Of course not.
Will you come?
Me?
Yeah. You come with me to talk to her.
Sure. Eve. Do you want me to hold your hand?
Yes, please.